So let's go into chapter 7. You heard what Brother Chuck said. I am just going to add some color to what he said. Okay? So bear with me here. Because the scripture said the example of two husbands. I want you to imagine that now. It's good sometimes to have this. When you read something, just try to think of what's going on. Like, just let your brain work. Because sometimes we're like reading and like, you know, your brain someplace else. So here is the illustration. He said, listen, there is a good husband. He is holy, he's just, he's perfect, he has demands. He's marrying to a wife. Just think that. Think of a household. Imagine that with me. The husband wants the house clean. He wants the grass to be cut. And he wants the bushes to be trimmed. And the wife really is so grateful for that husband. She really wanted to please him. But she's a klutzy lady. You know what a klutzy lady is? Tell her clean the house, she kind of breaks the furniture. She's really trying to clean. But she breaks the furniture. The husband comes home, the house is not clean, there is furniture, mirror broken and vases broken. What are you trying to do? I'm really trying to please you. Okay, he goes outside to the yard to look at the grass. Man, you know, the lawnmower is broken. It's upside down. The grass is half cut and half not. But she was really trying. And then he goes to the hedges to look at them. One of them is completely cut from the ground. The other one is upside down. And it's just a big mess. But she's crying because she's really, really trying. That is the first 14 verses of Romans chapter 7. What is the answer? I mean, she's really trying. She said, okay, next morning I'm going to try to do better. She breaks more furniture. She breaks more lawnmower. She is just a mess. She can't do anything. The husband is not dying. He is there. His demands are there. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the law is not going to pass away. So what do you do? That's exactly Romans 7, the first 14 verses. I'm just, it's Emil's version. It's not the King James. It's King Emil. So this is exactly what happened. So what is the answer? Now, let's bring it to ourselves because we laugh about that. Let's be sincere here because I'm going to tell you. How many of you, as a result of being here today, this week, or even you went to a Bible conference, you came to the conference at Spruce Lake, which we do between Christmas and New Year, Lord willing, this year. I hope you come. That's another advertisement. You sit there, and after the conference, you're going home. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. I'm gonna yield. I reckon, I know, it doesn't matter how I feel, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I am gonna read my Bible and I'm gonna read 3 chapters a day. I hope you do that because you will finish a Bible in a year. That's another thing I want you to do. I am gonna read my Bible, man, Lord's Day morning, I'm getting up early, I'm getting dressed, I'm putting my tie on, if you're a brother. I am putting my dress on if you are a sister. I am going to the presence. Everything's going to be just right. And I'm going to pray and I am going to the meeting. I am all excited about it. And not only that, when in the evening meeting, if there is a gospel meeting or a ministry meeting or whatever your meeting have, I am going to be there. You know what I'm going to do too? The midweek meeting, whether it be Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever you're, I am going there and I'm going to be in a prayer meeting. I am just going to, that's it. I am ready. I'm going to please my husband because now I know I'm married to the Lord, so I'm going to please him. Well, it's going to work on Monday. And then Tuesday morning, you wake up late. And you really don't feel like reading your Bible. And all right. And then, you know, by the time Sunday comes, you know, I'm not wearing a tie today. And then you start saying, should I go to the prayer meeting? You go and you fall asleep there and the brother can hear you snoring. Just go to the prayer meeting. I don't care if you sleep. Just go, please. And then you said to yourself, what's wrong here? I'm really, really trying. I'm putting these laws. And Brother Chuck said it earlier and I hope you caught it. If it's not the law of God, you're putting your own law now and you're putting yourself under that law. No, I am going to try again. Hold on a second. All right, we're going to start again. Next week, I'm getting up. Let's not do it at 5. I'll get up at 6. And I'm going to read 2 chapters, not 3. And then I am going to go. Have you been through that? Show me your hands if you have been through that.
Sure.
So I'm telling you, this is what the scripture does. So when you go back, Lord willing, if we're still here on Monday morning, you don't make that again, or you don't get disappointed in yourself. What happened is this. The verse that Brother Chuck read, I really wanted to. I know that the law of God is good, and I really, really wanted to do it. You're putting yourself on. But this wife is a klutzy wife. No matter what she tries, she just can't do it. Got to rest in the fact that in me, that in myself, I come to that horrible discovery. Listen, you people, they tell you you are great. No, you're not. They tell you you're wonderful. No, you're not. I'm just telling you, you're good for nothing. But is that would be really depressing. If you come to me and said, Emil, you're good for nothing. That's really depressing. I really feel bad if you tell me that. But that's what the word of God has said. But that's not the end of the story. And I'm going to stop there because brethren will take us to the other part.
For those who were in the devotional this morning, it really goes down to what Brother Nico said. If you don't make it your priority to put the Lord first and to get into His Word, and you don't pray that the Lord may give you the desire and the joy in reading, and that's just going to happen. It's going to be willpower, and willpower doesn't last more than 3 days. That's psychological, I think. Oh, do you have a comment?
No, I want to follow you. Go ahead.
No, I have a question about something you said the other day, so go ahead.
Well, that's a prayer the Lord wants to hear. I don't want you to think that because you're a young person and you're here with four older brothers that we don't ever experience those times too when we have to say, Lord, give me a new desire. Give me a fresh desire to be in your word, okay? Or that my interest, Lord, help me. It's not just young people that have this problem. It's us, with us as we get older. And as we get older, there's the pride of life. John categorizes these things. They generally affect age ranges with believers, you see. So if you are in a little period of time like that, just tell the Lord. Lord, help me. He wants to hear that. He wants to be the help. You go ahead. You had a question.
I think it was the first day you said that when we got to chapter 7, you would explain the differences between sin and sins and how it would have applied to us. And I'm not sure if this is a good time to get to that. I just see the time going by.
The root within me that produces S-I-N-S is indwelling sin that we have here. The old man, and it's, this book is divided into the part that deals with the old, with the sins, and it is then distinguished from the root from which they come. It's often said that the Lord Jesus never forgives sin. Now get hold of that. It may sound like an unusual statement to make. Sin is the root from which sins come from. What did the Lord Jesus do about sins? S-I-N-S. He died for them. He died for our sins according to the scripture. So He does not forgive the state that produces them. He condemned sin in the flesh. So I see immediately these two differences, that the, that which produced, that which was offensive to God, what He could not mend, He ended. He condemned sin in the flesh. But for the sins that we have committed, His work on Calvary has the value. That's how wonderful we had it in one of the meetings. Past, present, and future. They have all been accounted for the believer. Other brethren may want to help with this.
Oh, go ahead.